It's Tyrus and Timph.
Tyrus and Timph.
Tyrus and Cat Timph give you hot takes, weird headlines, and exclusive stories. Now here they are, Tyrus and Timph.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a special Christmas edition of Tyrus and Timph. Oh, and I have a special guest here. He's a digital strategist at GQ and my best friend, Joel Pavelski.
Hey, guys. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Welcome. The jingle bells were amazing.
They were a nice touch. I mean, I don't...
It's coming out of our pay, but
I don't care for
great
it.
Sound.
I don't care for it.
It's actually just my shoes.
Oh, there you go.
I don't get Christmas.
This is probably going to be the most negative podcast about Christmas because just polling the group before we started... Nobody here likes Christmas.
No.
I want to like Christmas.
I want to too. Because I want to be one of those girls that's like, look at my picture with my cup from Starbucks. It's red because it's Christmas and that's why it's red. Like, I feel like those people are a lot happier than I am.
Oh, 100%.
I'm like more into like, Kurt Cobain didn't kill himself. Which
he didn't.
No.
He didn't.
I just want presents.
Switch gears. Let's drop Christmas and go into Kurt Cobain's. That means, was it the wife?
I don't know how dead
you gotta check the lyrics of all her songs, because usually murderers tip their hand, you know, and she's an artist, so it probably came out in her music.
Mm. I spent
if there's like a random
hours.
I did it, guys, in one of her songs, she probably did it.
Listening to Kat talk about this.
I just don't know how dead men wipe their fingerprints off their own guns.
That is an amazing... Santa Claus did it to segue back to Christmas.
All right, yeah, we should talk about Christmas.
The board is like, no, it's Christmas.
It's a holiday episode.
I will try to be cheery. I'm more of a Grinch.
Yeah,
but
I am too.
I stop the Grinch movie right when he steals everything.
I saw it for the first time
credits,
3 nights ago.
Game, set, blouses.
Because I identify with the Grinch. Like, nobody in Whoville wants to hang out with him. So, like, why would he not steal all their stuff?
Well, actually, I disagree a little bit. They all want to hang out with him. He doesn't like them. And yeah. I think that's okay. I hate that they added backstory to where, like, he's a child and he was wronged. Why does it have to be a backstory? He just doesn't like Christmas. I don't need a backstory to know that I hate the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
I just hate them.
Yeah, that's true.
I hate small talk. There is no issue of when I was a toddler in preschool, another kid came up to me and started small talking me. I just don't like it.
Yeah, I don't know. And you know what I like about hanging out with Joel is that you'll never want to listen to Christmas music.
Absolutely not, unless it's Mariah Carey. That's the one song.
You like the one song?
That's the one song. I could sing that all year round.
I like Last Christmas because I know the backstory. And I like Don't They Know It's Christmas, which is just rude.
I like that song is mad
because there's
rude.
No snow.
Yeah.
They don't even know because there's no calendars in Africa.
That's
because... Nobody knows because there's no snow. They don't even know it's Christmas at all. It's like but that's one of those songs that I'll play in August. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just certain, and Last Christmas, you know, I gave you my heart, and the very next day you gave it away. That was like a rib at George Michael's by the writer, and then George had to sing it.
I thought that was Carly Rae Jepsen,
yeah.
Just personally.
I mean, and then there's the worst one ever, which is Christmas Shoes, which is just about death. It's like you're with your family, you're enjoying your time, and all of a sudden Christmas Shoes comes on. I remember one time I was home for school from college, and I did something really, really naughty. I was not 21, and I drank a beer. I was drinking a beer, and my mom was like very not cool with me not drinking
Detroit, beer.
But this
is in Detroit, right?
Yeah. So I had
it's kind of given.
I had a beer, and I was drinking a beer in the bathroom, and I forgot to lock the door. Because I was making Christmas cookies and I wanted a beer. I was like 20. And so I wanted a beer. And then my mom came in and she was so disappointed in me. And then as soon as she got done telling me how disappointed she was, Christmas Shoes came on. I was like, can we make
this? So there
this?
Is a backstory like in The Grinch.
Can we
and
make
I hate
this?
Backstories.
Can we make this any more depressing? Okay, Christmas Shoes. The only one I like is Carol of the Bells. That song slaps. I don't care what anyone... Dun, 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 dun. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, Trans-Siberian Orchestra style?
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. I will listen to Carol of the Bells in July. That song slaps. This one, no. No.
You know what's sad is
Why
I grew
are you
up
doing
in California
this to me?
And I did not know what this song meant. Which is just ignorance.
Well, it says it in the song.
Yeah, but it says it in Spanish, and I just...
And then it says, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I didn't follow that far.
Yeah, from the bottom of my heart.
So he says the same thing twice.
Yeah. I just, this is upsetting me. It's just the same garbage songs.
Is the bottom of your heart better than the top?
I don't know. I keep all the fresh stuff at the top.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you said to somebody, hey, man, I like you from the top of my heart, is that an insult?
I don't know.
Is the bottom of the heart, like, more fuller? There's more love marinating?
See, the bottom of my heart is generally where I bury things.
So the top of your heart is pretty pure.
Yeah.
It's like unicorn love.
Yeah, exactly. The bottom of my heart is like...
It's like the dark stuff.
Yeah, it's like...
The stuff I don't tell people that I love.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I don't know.
Well, this... I don't know. I just, when I think of Christmas, I generally think of two things. People asking me, what did I get them?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a setup. Because if you just gave them a gift based on their behavior for the year, how they were towards you, it would fail in comparison to what they want.
Yeah.
And every relationship I've ever been in at Christmas, I'm supposed to buy an elaborate, expensive gift that breaks my bank account. And they do something like, a coffee mug. This is like mediocre boyfriend, or like, you know, like it never matches the same. It's never the same thing. Or it's like, oh, I bought you an outfit for Christmas. How you're wearing the outfit. So I have to buy some sort of jewel or something really expensive, and you go buy yourself something from Frederick's of Hollywood, and that's my gift. I just feel like it's really sexist, and there's a lot of pressure on men to buy ridiculous gifts at Christmas, and if they don't, then somehow they don't care enough. I hate the commercialization of Christmas and how everything is about. That's why I like the Grinch. Like, he keeps it real, you know, with your roast beef and your kerfunkers and kerdunkers and all that stuff. Like all the extra stuff where it's supposed to be like a celebration of caring about each other. But really, if you said, "Listen, I don't have anything for you this year for Christmas but love," how do you think that would go?
Probably not well.
Like, if you had a giant box and inside of it was like the top of your heart.
A massage. Here's a coupon for a free massage.
Yeah, like, oh, the love. I've gotten that gift before, and I've called BS on it. Because when I usually would pull the coupon in an argument. Oh, I'm sick. You're so child. Here. I like to cash in on my back rub. And it amazingly never happens.
Joel, what's the worst Christmas gift you've ever gotten?
Oh, God, that's hard. I've gotten so many bad ones. I want to say probably the time that someone gave me a stuffed animal that I couldn't determine what that animal actually was. It was kind of creepy. It was almost like a threat.
Yeah, it seems like it. I would take that personally. Did you do Vigilia, Joel? Because I know you're Polish.
I have no idea what that is.
Vigilia is like Polish Christmas Eve, where you do all this like superstitious stuff. Like you leave an empty chair for the dead.
I wasn't that Polish,
and
apparently.
You wait until the first star appears in the sky to eat, and you eat like a meatless dinner, so you eat like pierogi and fish.
I'm texting my dad and asking why we didn't do this.
Well, yeah, I liked Vigilia. Vigilia was always my favorite holiday growing up. Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah. If I had a nickel for every Vigilia party I was at, I wouldn't have to do podcasts. You know, speaking of what's the worst gift, I'm reading this story, and it's actually pretty awesome.
Oh,
where
no.
Where someone gives you a bad gift, and you turn it around on them. You know, because obviously when you get a bad gift, there's always the classic re-gift.
Yes.
But this unnamed woman, listen to this, this is pretty cool. This unnamed woman from the U.S., which apparently we need to know where she was from, wrote to the state's Dear Prudence advice column. Maybe I should try that sometime. And she explained that she had bought a gift voucher for a local yarn shop, not an exotic yarn shop, but a local yarn shop. For her son's wife, as she enjoys knitting and crocheting. But she left dismayed when months later she received a bedspread knitted from materials her daughter-in-law bought with the voucher. Quote, "I told my son that we'd in effect paid for our own present and that she needs to communicate to his wife how improper and stingy the move was. He refuses, saying that her labor and time were also part of the gift."
This woman is a monster.
She has some issues to work out.
This woman.
The mom,
the
right?
Mom, for
the
sure.
The mother-in-law.
Because she gave her a voucher to a yarn shop.
And then she made her. She put time and blood. I assume if you're sewing, there's going to be at least a little blood involved. I just assume.
There's a needle, so
there's
yes.
a needle. How are you not going to?
Well, crochet is pretty safe. I think it's plastic. I think you're all right. I think maybe there's maybe some metacarpal.
If Kat was crocheting, I would guarantee there would be injuries.
But the point is,
an eyeball.
You gave her a skill set, and she used the skill set to give you a gift. Like, I'm assuming that making a blanket, now maybe it was a scarf, because scarves are smaller.
Yeah.
And less effort. But she made a blanket out of various materials because of the voucher. You know, I think that's a great gift.
I do too. I have a friend who makes me a blanket, crochets one for me every single year, and I put it at work and I wear it when it's freaking cold.
That's a great gift.
See, I don't have friends like that. They don't ever give me anything. They always ask for stuff.
I'm just jealous of who's this friend? Who makes you a blanket?
Her name's Jessica, friend from high school. She's awesome. Oh. Shout out.
I get jealous when other people are your friend. Is that normal?
No, that's pretty mean, actually.
No,
you can't have a life.
You need other friends?
No, as long as I'm spending more time with Kat, it's fine.
Yeah.
That felt forced.
Recently, I sent him a series of about 11 text messages, and I didn't get a response.
I'm glad we're bringing this up, and it's the season of giving, so maybe you can give me some advice to how to deal with her and her text issues.
Oh, jeez.
maybe this Christmas we could get her, like, mittens so she can't text.
It's like the opposite of the gloves that
I'm
going
to bring up. Well, he's a familiar guy with our show. This guy needs no introduction. The emo guy.
Yeah, emo kid.
Emo kid. You know about emo kid?
Yeah, you do. The guy who, remember I ended things with him and then he texted me like 200 times.
Emo kid.
And then he sent me selfies of himself crying after we went out on like 2 dates.
Yes, I do.
I asked her to delete it and stop showing people.
That'll never happen.
Like, she's literally recorded a car accident and making everybody watch it.
That stuff is copy.
Like, this poor guy is almost famous.
Yeah.
In the towers of Fox News and adjoining bars in this area, this guy is a cult classic because we all love his, I'm just calling you to tell you. And, like, he would make up stories of people he contacted. And I just, you're her friend. Maybe she won't listen to me. This needs to stop.
Like, oh, yeah.
She needs to delete this stuff because she's an enabler. I think when she runs out of material, she'll randomly text him like, hey, what's up? And just wait for him to...
I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second because she doesn't text him. She just lets
because
him
she's
text
still enjoying.
Her.
Yeah, she's
and
still
it's
enjoying.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is somebody like, what if this goes bad?
Yeah, how could it go bad?
Like, hey, Kat, here's my hang myself video because you won't talk to me.
It's just for attention. It's not going that far.
Yeah.
You're sure?
I mean, a guy doesn't text you a picture of himself crying.
He left me alone.
What's left after that?
If he's not completely
stable.
Well, no,
it was great because he left me alone for like months and months, and then he randomly texted me like a month ago, and he just said, hey, want to get lunch?
And then I think what she does is she does the thing where you see like maybe they're going to text back, like the three little bubbles pop up, the thinking, writing thing, and then doesn't do anything. And, like, that gets his heart going, and then he just spews a novel of just pathetically... Emo, if you're out there, stop. Like, your
Never
New Year
this.
Resolution is, move on, bro. Kat's not coming back. I mean, she was never there.
2 dates.
But she's not... Yeah, 2 dates.
In general, if you've sent 2 texts and someone hasn't texted you back, it's probably
that's,
a good
That's
sign.
A good... You know what? That's how
that's
I live.
That's my rule.
A 3-strike rule. You get 2, and, you know...
I mean, I'll text both of you like 11 times in a row, but that's different.
Like separately, not in a row. Like 2 different instances, 3 days apart of you being like, hey, you still interested in what's up? Then
yeah,
peace
I mean,
out.
I think if you're dating, like a good advice is the 3-text rule. I'm a 2-text guy. Like I would think after like no hit back, then chances are, you know.
But it's much more hilarious that he will never probably stop texting.
And never do the double question mark. Like after you're like, hey, what's going on?
Or
don't
the
send a ? Afterwards, which is basically WTF, why haven't you hit me back? Which makes you look desperate and horrible.
I'll sometimes do a line of exclamation points.
Because the 11 text messages that you sent in 30 seconds in a row didn't explain the exclamation points.
Well, sometimes I have some feelings that I need to share.
Know, speaking of feelings, Kat, this is a big story, and I know you're going to have issues with this. There's a new study, and who studies this stuff? Like
I don't know.
Professor Peabody. Women sleep better with dogs by their sides than they do with cats.
I don't believe that that's true
at
all.
Duh.
Yeah,
well,
I don't believe that that's true.
Hold on, let's go into
it. Are you kidding me?
They said researchers. That means a lot of smart people. Researchers found that female dog owners report less disturbed sleep and greater feelings of security and comfort. The study also found women who slept with their cats do not show the same benefits. You know what? I kind of agree with this. I'm going to be devil's advocate here, but cats tend to act a fool at night.
Yeah, they do.
You never, like, cats attack your feet when you move around. Cats jump on you. There are some serious issues for guys who sleep on their backs and have dreams. If you have a cat prowling around in the bed, could be a tragic, horrible experience. Without getting into it, but certain during REM thing, you might have an erotic dream of some sort, and your body's going to react, and the cat's like, mouse. Jesus. And that's a horrible, horrible feeling. A dog's not going to, he's going to be like, you got to do what you got to do. He's going to keep sleeping. But a cat is quick to, and they have claws. If you're a responsible owner and a good person, your cat has claws. It can be a dangerous thing. Now, of course, women don't have the same issues when they're sleeping with erotic dreams, but cats jumping all over you might mess up a good dream. Because cats are mischievous.
They do that. I like that. I'll be sleeping, though, and sometimes Cheens, my cat, will walk up, and he'll just start rubbing his face on my face while I'm sleeping.
That's rude.
And you know what? Yes, I'll wake up, but he's telling me, essentially, that he loves me. If I had a male human partner in bed with me, ideally, he would wake me up about every 5 minutes and tell me he loves me.
That's horrifying.
Just so I know. That's, maybe every couple hours.
Dogs are just better.
No.
You know what? A dog is down with a good sleep.
Yes. He just wants to cuddle up at like 8 p.m. and go to sleep until 4 a.m. and then he's up.
He has his spot, usually the side of you, the foot. Cats will purr in your face while you're sleeping. And I'm sorry, it's annoying.
That's soothing.
It's annoying.
When I was home for Thanksgiving and Cheens was still in New York, I had a really difficult time sleeping without the vibration of a purring animal under my chin. I've become accustomed to it.
It's like your noise machine.
They should invent a purring robot cat machine for cat ladies on the go.
Cheese isn't like that with anyone else, though. You're the only person.
Which is the kind of love that I'm most attracted to. Because there needs to be a complete obsession.
So if you just had something that
obsession.
Vibrated around you,
well, it's gotta go.
Okay, well, then we could. I mean, I'm sure
there are products out there for this. Yes.
Probably help with that.
Yeah.
100%.
On the other hand, dogs are just cuddly pillows.
I mean, they're just better behaved in the bed. They respect the boundaries of bed, where cats do not. Cats have no respect.
Yeah.
I have two adopted waiting for foster home cats, which I've been duped. You know, there's nobody coming. there's nobody coming. The place keeps saying, oh, they're on the waiting. Yeah, they're not. Like, they're past the kitten stage. They're at the ugly teen cat stage. And I have a bobtail who is so lazy, he won't even jump on anything. And then I have this... His cousin, I call him Ricky Bobby because I didn't want to get attached. I was like, yo, Ricky Bobby. And the long tail cat jumps and everything, and he's smaller. The big cat wants to be picked up all the time. But at night, literally every night, they get kicked or thrown because I'm sleeping and you do not purr in a grown man's face when he's trying to sleep. You're going to get tossed. And if you claw his legs, or again, I can't sleep on my back anymore because if anything happens, I have to worry about claws and jumping, and that's just a horrible, and no woman's going to understand that. You're not going to be able, she's going to say, oh my God, what is that? Oh, my cat clawed me when I was, they're not going to believe that. They're going to think it's something else.
I also think cats would never claw the girl, though.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. I think girls would be safer in those things, but as for a man goes, it's a landmine of claws and attacking.
I've definitely been clawed when I try to initiate what I like to call in my house mandatory snuggle time, when he is not interested in snuggling with me, and I grab him by his scruff and I sort of get him in a headlock.
Could you please
it's like that
what
skin
is?
On the back of their neck.
Okay,
you can pick
them
up by
it. Okay.
His scruff, and he gets mad, but sometimes I just need to hold another living thing.
Some
regardless
of us don't
want
to work that hard to love something.
Well said. Cats are very independent. Cats will eat you if you die.
I mean, I would want Cheens to eat me if I died because, you know, sometimes I spend days alone in my apartment and, you know, with not hearing from me wouldn't necessarily be odd and might take a while for people to find my body. So Cheens might get a little hungry. And what better way for me to give to the cat I love than allow him to feast on my face?
I saw this
corpse.
Story in the news, and they were reporting another angle to it, which was like the researchers also found, I think, that like women sleep better with dogs than they do with men, which gives it a whole.
Again, there's a lot, as a guy who has had to sleep with women in the bed, not in a fun way, like just sleeping, they don't respect boundaries. They literally, someone's cat size can literally expand in height to 9 feet and 800 pounds in a king size bed and have you forced to be sleeping on the edge of it. Like, women have freezing cold feet. They're not afraid to put them on you when you're trying to sleep. They want all the blanket. They also want things like conversation when you're trying to sleep.
Well, sometimes I have stuff to say.
Then there's this other
pillows. Something about my head being on a pillow just makes me have so many feelings.
And I never knew what uncomfortable silence was until I shared a bed with an adult woman.
I kick.
Breathing apparently a certain way is a trigger for me to do.
Oh, somebody good. Someone does that. Like, we got to talk about it.
Yeah, and I don't want to talk about it. You go to bed, go sleep.
Yeah, don't get in bed until you're ready to sleep.
Or they decide at that moment to tell you you can't watch TV to go to sleep. I go to sleep to Law and Order.
I go to sleep to true crime murder shows, and they give me weird dreams. But Keith Morrison, Dateline. I'm obsessed with Keith Morrison's voice, and I just I love just having him lull me to sleep, being like, she was brutally murdered. And it's just like something about it is just so soothing.
Yeah, that's really creepy and probably why I sleep with a cat a lot. On the other side of things,
Sheen's
like,
watches it with me. I do. I kick in bed. I snore like an old fat grandfather.
Maybe that's why it's mandatory cuddling cat.
Yeah, I take all the blankets.
Does your cat climb the window a lot?
No. I have big, tall windows in my apartment, so they're not really climbable.
Does he spend a lot of time, like, lifting?
Are there scratch marks on the bottom of your door?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes he does want to get out, yeah. But, you know, he can meow at me all day. When mama wants to cuddle, it's time to cuddle. That's all I got to say. I buy him food. You have to give me love. It's supposed to be a symbiotic relationship.
We're going to hold you to that.
Yeah.
You know, I just, when it comes to sleeping with things, I don't think there's anything safer than a dog. Because a dog just respects boundaries.
Did they cover giant lizards in the study? Because you know how much I want a giant lizard. Joel's always
you cannot get a Gila monster.
It's a tegu. It's not
Tegus
a Gila
are
monster.
Okay. But again,
wait, you can't just gloss over that and be like, yeah, that's a normal thing to want.
I would love to share my bed with a tegu.
Tegus are solid pets, but again, they do best in warm environments and closed aquariums opposed to wandering around your bed at night. Just, you know, you think cat claws are bad?
See, my dream would be me and a husband, which I will most certainly have one day because I am, you know, lovable. I tell myself that in the mirror. I, in the middle, have a big tegu named Pierogi Pierogi Timpf.
Why in the middle?
Because who wouldn't want to snuggle? I can't compete with a lizard so beautiful.
Virtually every man I've ever known, the last thing you want to cuddle with is a monitor lizard. With a cat and a cat
and
that's
destined
for a horrible night's sleep.
But what if I dress the tegu up in little fuzzy pajamas?
It's adorable. You can make him Kermit. You can make him Kermit the effing frog. No dude is going to want. Like, sleep for guys is sleep. That's why we turn our back to you. So we can sleep. It's not personal. It's not anything else. We want to sleep.
Yeah.
We need our 8 hours. Sleeping face to face doesn't do it for us. We turn our back. We give you the side away from the door. We sleep towards the door in case somebody comes in. We handle business. But we can't protect the house if we're not getting sleep. And tegus and cats and lions and tigers and bears and monkeys in the damn bed is not going to help us get sleep. I'm sorry.
Actually, I would love to have a zoo in my bed. I would love to have a zoo in my bed. Merry Christmas.
And you know what? And I hope you have it.
Yeah.
I really do. I hope you should just get a giant aquarium with pillows and bring all your little critters in. It'll be phenomenal.
You can have my stuffed animal.
Okay, yeah. So should we talk about the Celine Dion clothing line?
I need to, as a procreator. I am so offended and offended by her. Just, she assumed we all think she's cool.
Yeah.
Have you seen this commercial?
I did as much as I
could
stand.
Have you seen this commercial?
I really wish I had. No.
I almost wish, you know what, if you could cue it up on your phone and just, we'll talk amongst ourselves. We'll throw a topic out there. Everyone think about criminal justice reform for a second while he looks up this commercial. Because it's so bad. It's all about her. This is also what happens when your management team is afraid of you.
Mm.
You know, like sometimes, Kat, I'll be like on the Greg Gutfeld show, which you see on Saturday nights at 10 o'clock, and is that you can – I will be like, hey, I have a great idea. I'm going to write this whole thing. I'm going to do this whole sketch. And there's no one to bring me in.
Yeah.
And it might get weird. She does that in this commercial. She talks about herself in fourth person.
I just don't get how it's demonic. Although my mother, God rest her soul, used to think pretty much everything from Harry Potter to Pokemon was demonic.
She was right.
Oh my God, same.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to engage in the childhood.
Are you watching this?
Delights. Like Pokemon.
Wait, why was she getting arrested?
Well, just you got to keep watching. So, prison reform, right? Is it going to hit the floor? Is Mitch McConnell going to stop messing around? Okay, whoever's in the back, they're fired. I don't have the power to fire, but you know what?
I was also not allowed to watch this movie because there was a naked lady in it. My mom wouldn't let me watch Titanic, and I was like, Mom.
Me neither. That explains a lot.
I was like,
I had no parents. I could watch whatever I want.
Mom, I'm going to be a naked lady someday. And
who steals the board of a guy and lets him die in the ocean so she can sit in a rocking chair and think about him sometimes. Yeah. She got to live her life. I'm sorry. I'm getting on that board. Sorry.
I'm glad I missed that argument for 22 years, though. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Battle of, you know what? That's when being 6'8", 370 pounds comes in handy. Sorry, Ma. I got to get to where I need to go. I will miss you, and I will think of you sometimes.
In your rocking chair.
In my rocking chair.
Yeah.
That, to me, was the worst part of the movie, that she literally waited 50 years before she thought about him. You should have a tattoo of him on your face. Like, he went all out. He gave, in that situation, you can be eggs or bacon. And he was bacon. He went all out. Eggs, a chicken gives a little bit, but the pig goes all out. Like, he gave his life so she could survive. And for me to give my life, that person has to be really special, because I'm going to think about all the flaws they have. I'm going to think about how much BS she gave me on the boat.
Yeah, you know, and like he was just like, go ahead, spread out.
Yeah,
and they like, only knew each other like... for a couple days.
I mean, that's a lot.
That's like emo kid.
Like, if I know somebody for 6 hours, I might step on her head to get off the boat, opposed to like, no, I'm just keeping it real. If you don't know some 6 hours, yeah. I just met you.
Yeah.
And the boat's sinking, so I'm not going to know you anymore. Hence, Mother Nature empowered me with strength, power, and a little bit of charisma and some cunningness. I'm getting off that boat.
Or at least on that door.
And then I'm going to tell everybody what happened. I'll tell your story. Like, it's just like, that's why I sit on planes, emergency exit. I'm getting out. I can't speak for anybody else, but my big ass is getting out. And I don't even want to, just upsets me. And Sion, Dion, and this commercial, have you seen enough of it so we can get back to it?
Oh, this is the worst one.
No.
This is the worst. This
Last
is trash.
Christmas is the worst
this
one.
This is trash. But I really like Paul McCartney. I'm a big Beatles fan, but it's just simply having a wonderful Christmas time over and over again. I mean, I understand.
Sometimes you just need the job.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney can
this
phone
makes
in.
Me feel like I'm in a Claire's.
Do you know what it sounds like? It sounds like when you're on a website, you don't know where the sound is coming from, but you need to find it to enjoy reading that website. And it's like, Where is that ad?
Like, Paul, we need a song. Fine. All I got is the chorus. Just run it, bro. He's Paul McCartney.
I feel like I'm in Target having a nervous breakdown. That's how I feel. I feel like I'm surrounded. I don't understand Christmas shopping. I feel like I'm in Macy's. I gotta tell you, last time I was in... Okay, I'm about ready to choke myself with my jacket right now.
Just use your choker. It's so much easier.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in Macy's. Last time I was in Macy's wasn't even Christmas. And, you know, I'm sitting there and... I'm surrounded by, you know, there's these kids running around and they bump into you with their little hats, their little winter dangling string hats that are covered with like boogers and spaghetti sauce. And their parents are like, oh, I'm so sorry. And, you know, you run around, the kids are running into you. There's, you know, people coughing everywhere. You can't find anything. Last time I was in there around the holiday season, a sales associate was like, can I help you with something? And I said, yes. How do I get out of here before I die?
Kids are tough. In stores.
So and
if Celine Dion has her way, we won't be able to identify him. So you won't be able to say, that mouthy little girl over there just stole my favorite candy out of my shopping cart. I'll have to be that, hey, that gender neutral child thing said some things. Oh, kids are horrible. Don't get it twisted. Kids are racist. Oh, yeah. Where do you think it starts? It starts at the home. But the whole point of her clothing line, and for those of you who are not seeing this, I'm using two fingers to quote. The entire commercial is 8 minutes of her and about 6 seconds of babies and her blowing dust over babies and turning them. Actually, she's got the Catholic Church on her. The church on her about this. They said it's an exorcist. Like she literally blows because the babies are pink and blue, and that's bad to know like your gender. So she sprays the powder, and they turn into stars and grays. And one of the babies, I think, had Run DMC on his chest. I couldn't figure out the words, but like it was like, when you're first born, do you need to have that much pressure on you? Like, does it really matter if you're like they know the difference between gender neutral and pink and blue? It's more for the parents. You have a boy, traditional boys wear blue, girls wear pink. At least wait till they come to you and say, Father, I prefer to wear pink. And I'd be like, okay, son, that's your choice. I support you. But when they're born, I think saying, oh, you're gender neutral. You're a thing. This one pee's standing up, so we'll call it kind of a guy child. Like, it just kills me that she's doing this gender neutral thing to the babies still have steam on their head. Like,
babies
they haven't
have steam
even
on
figured
their head?
Out. Yeah, when they come out. Oh, yeah. Oh, when they come out. Oh, I was there.
I'm the thing, so happy
I was like 10
to be
feet
barren.
Away.
I'm
oh, it's
so
a thing.
Happy to be barren.
It's a thing. The baby comes out. Usually the first thing they do is pee. And
really?
Then the doctor was like, whoa, this guy's healthy. And they're like, sir, do you want to cut the umbilical cord? And then I say something across the room going, nah, you go ahead, doc. I'm good. And her going, is everything okay? And I have to lie and say, everything's great because I just saw where that my child came from. And I'm saying to myself, I'm never going back there again. Like that, like, oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. Like, and then for them to come up to me like, sir, would you prefer blue or pink? Or like, I just saw a child come out of something that's like a water. It's terrible. Just wrap him in a blue blanket, bro. Let's just move on. Like, just, it's too much. This ain't about kids. It's about her.
Yeah, that's
apparently
the thing.
Sales are down in Vegas. Not everyone's vacationing to get the whole, where is she at, the Luxor or Circus, wherever she does her show. No one's paying the $295 a ticket. So she's going to sell neutral baby clothes for the parents who can't decide. I just think it's a decision the child needs to make when they're cognitive enough to make decisions. If my son came to me and said, Dad, I feel like I'm a girl on the inside, and this is how I want to live my life, I'm going to support my son and help him with that. But I'm not going to he doesn't know what color he's wearing.
I think people are making a big deal out of this. I think it's like probably like a gray sheath. It's not a big deal, Catholic Church. Calm down.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, they call it Exorcist.
They said it was demonic.
It's definitely not demonic, but it
devil.
Is haunted.
I believe she's the devil.
It's a haunted clothing
line. She steals people's songs. Like,
yeah.
SNL had it best when they used to have her just steal people's songs. She'll have musical guests, and she just sings their song for them. But she talks about herself in four. She's like, arrest me. But I'm Sion Dean. I'm like, for real? You're that cool? You're that cool?
I'm like not even entirely sure what she looks like. Like, I could have bumped into her on the street yesterday. Literally.
She would be the woman with a lot of plastic surgery singing really loud in a leather jumpsuit.
Any woman could walk up to me.
She would be a legend.
Any yeah. middle-aged.
Oh, somebody. Oh, please.
No,
please give the floor. If you like her, you like her.
I wouldn't say I like her. I wouldn't say I don't like her. Though.
So you would go to her concert?
I mean, if someone dragged me there, I would never buy tickets to go see Celine Dion.
But if I gifted you two tickets,
absolutely.
Like, yo, you and me, front row, Celine Dion, it's going to get weird. Let's do this.
You would leave like you were just on a roller coaster. Your hair would be blown back. You'd have like...
I don't think I would.
It'd be incredible.
I'd probably fall asleep.
Yeah.
All her songs make me sleepy.
Any middle-aged woman could walk up to me on the street and be like, I'm Celine Dion, and I would believe her.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line.
I just don't, you know, and it's creepy, and... Well, this is, I like this story because I think it makes me laugh. So Men's Health offered updated tips on flirting and when you're being creepy, because apparently you need to be told when you're being creepy, as if we all don't know what it is to be creepy. But if you're at all worried you're creeping on a woman, you should back off and see what happens. Okay, number one, when you back off, that's a wrap.
Yeah, don't see what happens. Don't just take
I'll
a step back and continue to stare.
She's going
to
walk away.
Yeah.
If a woman is interested in you, she'll be very, very nice. Not true.
No, not true.
Most of my best relationships started out with someone being ridiculously mean to me because they hated the fact that they were attracted to me and they were angry about it. Like, literally, I've heard that. It's just, I don't know why I'm into Shrek. I never thought I'd be into Shrek. I never thought I was into Monsters, Inc., but apparently I'm into you. And I say things like, aw, thanks. You know, like, so that information is horrible. When you're talking, she will answer your texts. She will answer your questions about your life. Isn't that just basic
decency?
Like, if I really like someone, I just refuse to talk to him. That way he's like, oh, she's too good for me. And then we never talk.
Explains your dating situation.
That's the only way it works. The only way to have somebody truly, truly love you is to make sure that you never, ever talk to them. That's the only way it really works.
Okay, and then you handle this one. If you're getting anything less than extreme niceness from a woman, even if she's still being base level nice, you should take a metaphorical and literal step back.
Stop breathing
on
her.
If a woman is even a little bit rude to you, she's probably extremely uncomfortable.
I have a question, though. What is extreme niceness? If you, like, bought her a drink at a bar and she delivers, like, a fruit basket to you the next day?
That's like, and my thing
what,
is
what are the signals that I should look out for?
It's usually like, now you're playing my song, baby. This I like. You're being rude to me. I'm going to be rude back. Like, I assume most relationships start with a fight because all mine end with a fight. So I would like them to start, like,
I'm just
I
not
prefer
sure
rude.
I'm just not sure I've ever been extremely nice to anyone. And I like plenty of people. I have friends. I have family, you know. I like nouns, people, places, and things. And I still don't know that my behavior could ever be. I don't think anyone's ever been like, oh, Kat Timpf is extremely nice. Right?
No.
Joel, you're my best friend. Have I ever been extremely nice to you?
Not even to me. Not once.
And he's my favorite human being in the world.
Kat will do things like, hey, let's take a selfie at the Gutfill show. And I'll be like, sure. And then she'll post, we can't take pictures. Like, that's Kat's idea of a good time. And I'm like, I didn't take the picture, but I have to share the blame at both of us looking off in the wrong direction when she clicked. And then, okay, finally, failing to respond to a man from the subway's messages is an unnice as I get. I don't understand that. Failing to respond to the man from, so the guy from Subway messages you?
I don't
okay,
get
if
it.
You're talking to people on the subway, you've got bigger problems.
Right?
Leave me
right?
Alone
or
and
I'm
going
thinking like,
home.
Like you went into Subway to get a sub. I'm just going to go out on a limb here. Whether it's Subway restaurant.
Sandwich. I could go for a sandwich.
Or Subway. If that's where you're finding love, you were into creepy.
Yeah.
You got to be into creepy. Creepy's got to be your, like, we all have things. You're into skinny, borderline homeless with delusions of grandeur.
Yeah. I'm into riding the subways and just seeing what I find.
Yes, you're an explorer. You're a fisherman. You just throw a line out there and just see what happens. Me, I'm like a Venus flytrap. I just wait back and see what falls in my lap and be like, all right, cool. I guess this will work.
Surprise me, universe.
Yeah, just what do we got? And then surprise when they're like, why doesn't it work out? I don't know. I get picked. It's like, for me, it's a draft pick. I get a text message like, you've been drafted by such and such. And I'm like, okay, we're in a relationship. Great. Sweet. What am I doing? You're listening. And I'm judging you, criticizing you, complaining about your career, and I never have any choices. That's the way life works for me. So you're a fisherman. You just go to the subway and just
ride it.
Just see what happens.
Yeah, just ride it. Maybe he brings a bag of Bud Lights and he hands
and
out.
And you go to auditions and look for the guys who failed the worst. The guy who comes out crying, and the guy's like, don't ever come back. You'll never act in this town again. And Kat's like, you are playing my song.
Can I buy you dinner?
Yeah, and of course you can.
Yeah.
And then he can move in.
That's not true.
It's not true because it is. Like for this,
I only
you know
date
what?
Stockbrokers.
No, you date broke ass people.
You had to think about the word stockbroker for a second.
I don't think
you
I've ever
the broke
dude. I honestly don't even think I've ever met a stockbroker.
No.
I don't
I'm
not entirely sure what they do. Something with stocks.
They have a
I
job.
Believe.
They go to this thing called work.
Have I dated unemployed men? Yes. Homeless,
no one's questioning
no,
that.
They have homes.
That you've never seen.
I
you got a better chance of catching Santa Claus in the North Pole than your dude's apartment.
She's just comfortable in a bed with cat hair in it.
Yeah. And then it's like, what do I do? He won't leave. All I want for you this Christmas.
I never said that.
You never know if you want him to leave or you don't want him to leave, but he's there.
Okay,
they're
people,
there.
Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Oh, my gosh. I hate.
Oh, my God. Santa here?
The elf.
I know him.
You know what? Other than him eating spaghetti and drinking soda, I really don't care for that movie.
I think it's incredibly terrible to tell your kids about Santa because you're lying to
There's only one movie I care about, Christmas Story.
Oh, that's a dope movie.
That's the best. The dad in that is the realest dad ever.
Yeah, he's dope.
And I wanted... Yes, somebody gets it. Yes, you'll shoot your eye out, kid. Like, it's so great.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
It's the greatest movie ever.
I mean,
a child getting beaten over the phone.
Yeah.
Because he said the mother F-dash-dash word.
Yeah.
The queen of all. And the first thing the lady says from his father. And she's like, no, not his father. Your son. And you hear that what? And the horrific beatdown. The tongue on the pole.
Yeah.
I mean, classic. It has something for everyone.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Scott Farkas.
With the yellow eyes.
Yellow eyes?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the greatest Christmas movie ever.
I like Home Alone 1 and 2.
Christmas, you filthy animal.
Love Home Alone 1 and 2. That's golden. I like that. I also am a firm believer that Eyes Wide Shut is a Christmas movie. For me, if I had to pick my favorite Christmas movie, I'm definitely going with Eyes Wide Shut.
You want a movie that ends and you're like, what the hell was that?
That's how I feel every Christmas.
So Vanilla Sky is a great New Year's Eve movie for you.
I've never seen it.
I feel like Mean Girls is also a Christmas movie because of that dance halfway through.
That's true. It's also a Christmas movie.
It qualifies.
Yeah, everything's a Christmas movie if you feel it in your heart. Isn't that what the season's all about?
Jaws is a great Christmas movie in my household.
Yeah. Elf, A-L-F, much better than Elf, E-L-F.
You mean Artificial Life?
I mean Elf, Gordon, a.k.a. Gordon Shumway from Planet Melmac.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
my God. I've had to watch so many episodes of that show.
Excuse me. I believe you said had when you meant get.
It's such a bad show.
Did they even
make it to a Christmas special? Because that's kind of like the standing.
There were four seasons when it ended abruptly, which is a tragedy. Because, you know, the Alien Life Task Force found Elf.
Wait, how the hell do you like Elf? He eats cats.
He doesn't actually eat any cats.
He's
in
out
the
of shape
series.
And slow.
He does try to catch the family cat, the Tanner's family cat, who is named Lucky. But, you know, he's just a bit of a rapscallion. And
what the hell is a rapscallion?
We don't use that word enough.
There's a reason for that.
Oh, I have a confession to make.
Kids,
watched
this is the part where you turn the podcast
the Christmas
on.
Movie. I watched the Chipmunks movie, and I found that I kept watching it. And the only reason to keep watching something is because you are, in fact, enjoying it. So, based on my research, I do, in fact, enjoy this film.
I love Theo. I do. Theo's just a little, I mean, I just want to tick his belly. Like, he's... I can't be mad at Theo.
I'm 30 years old.
Now, I would skin Simon in front of all of them, but Theo would get a pass. But I would pull Simon's little smart-ass backbone out of in front of everyone, make a lesson to him. Alvin, you want to behave? You want to end up like Simon? Because Simon is now an outfit
that
I would make him wear around the house.
I would welcome
but
three.
But Theo's good. His little chubby self eating snacks, being cute.
I would welcome three homeless chipmunks into my home if they talked.
Oh, my God.
And
promise to love you and cuddle with you and the cat. And
feed
Tego,
your cat.
Which would be a problem because the Tego would eat your chipmunk. But whatever.
I mean, I do see myself running a small zoo, yes, in the future.
As long as they all sleep in your bed.
Well, I mean, where else are they going to sleep?
Yeah, it's...
Did these researchers that we talked about earlier have any results about chipmunks in the bed?
Yeah, singing chipmunks who get you a record deal and change your life. I'd say that that'd be a pretty good
You know, I
way
think the chipmunks
snooze.
Were in the same situation Milli Vanilli was in, where it quite possibly could have been not actual chipmunks singing that, but out of shape old white man who just turned the speed of their voice up to make a quick buck. I think we all been duped, and that's what the holiday season is about. And if anyone wants to add anything to this completely cheery holiday show,
I think the fact that we all, like, every once in a while allow ourselves to be like, there's a little magic to it and lie to the people that we love is the spirit of Christmas.
Unfortunately, as much as I can verbally lie with the best of them, my face always gives me away.
I can't lie. I'm a terrible liar.
And every Christmas, it's the same thing. You ruin it just by looking at us. So, but I'm with you.
It sounds
on
like
that.
A bigger problem than Christmas.
Yeah, I just, you know what? I'm just, my face just doesn't like I've been fired from so many jobs from facial expressions.
Mm.
Like, literally, be in a meeting. This is how it's going to go. Oh, is there a problem? No, why? Well, your face, oh, excuse me. I just don't, no one look at my face. My face always gets me in trouble. So, I guess that's the. Did you just vape?
I did just vape. It's,
All right. Well, there you go. Christmas. In a nutshell, this has been...
I'll vape around the tree with my father all holiday season long. My dad vapes now.
Your father vapes.
You're a bad influence, but in reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you vape as well?
No.
There's our bells. Time to go to bed, kids. Santa is coming. This has been Tyrus and Kat. No, it hasn't. It's been All right, there's our bells, folks. This has been Tyrus and Timph. TNT with our amazing special guest. Would you like to say goodbye to everybody?
Thanks for having me, guys. This has been fun.
It's been a blast. All right, we're out.
You've been listening to the Tyrus and Timph podcast. For more, head over to foxnewspodcasts.com.